and welcome to the MBOM podcast, where you'll learn to master the business of yoga. MBOM is a proud part of the Wander Barn podcast network, and I'm your host, Amanda Kingsmith. I'm a 500-hour registered yoga teacher, a yoga business coach, and a total business geek. Here at MBOM, you'll learn everything you need to know to create a sustainable yoga business by learning from myself and guests from around the world about how they built their yoga businesses. And about how you too can become a successful yoga teacher, studio owner, and much more. All right, let's dive in. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Mastering the Business of Yoga. I am super excited that you're joining me for today's episode of the show. And I hope that you're having an amazing day. Right now, I am joining you from my office, which also serves as our spare room. And my baby is currently sleeping. She's taking a nap and I'm sitting here with my matcha latte. As you guys know, I love matcha lattes and I made it with Magic Mind. And you guys have probably heard about Magic Mind on the podcast before, but it's one of my favorite brands for productivity and for focus. And so as soon as the baby went down for a nap, I whipped up my Magic Mind into a matcha latte. It's one of my favorite ways to make it. You can make it with almond milk or oat milk or whole milk, whatever your milk of choice is. And sitting here sipping it a little bit as I was planning out this solo episode. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Magic Mind in a little bit, but I want to dive into today's episode of the show. And today I want to talk about keeping motivation in your yoga business during the holidays and the end of the year. And this has been something that has been big on my mind. You know, we're at the end of October, we're coming into November, and it's like, okay, there's 2 months left in the year. And you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and then you follow that with Christmas and New Year's and all of the holiday events that go in between. And I know for me, I've got lots of stuff on the go over the next couple of months and lots of stuff on the go personally, I should say. And for me, it's really easy to kind of get into the mode of like, okay, there's only 2 months left in the year. I start thinking about 2023. And I love that. I love the forward thinking mentality in terms of like, we're thinking about what's coming up in 2023, what we want to work on in our businesses, what our goals are. But I also think that we need to be intentional with how we close the year out. And so I wanted to just sit down today and have a little chat about motivation. I feel like for me, I have a lot of tools for time management, productivity, even procrastination. But what about motivation? Because if we don't have the motivation to do things or to stay focused, then we can't really use the tools that we have for productivity, procrastination, and managing our time. And I have all those tools in my toolbox. And so I feel like in general, I'm usually pretty good with staying focused, staying productive, you know, avoiding procrastination as much as possible. I'm a human, you're a human, so you know what I'm talking about. But this motivation piece, I feel like becomes so challenging for me as we enter the last quarter of the year. And especially as we approach this holiday season, I find it so easy to just get into cruise control and holiday mode and lose motivation. So I'm not thinking like, hey, what projects am I going to work on before the end of the year? I'm just thinking about maintenance mode for the end of the year. And then, hey, what will I work on in January 2023? Now, this is not a bad thing. And this is one of the things I'm going to talk about in this episode. This can actually be something that can be helpful in our businesses, but I think we need to be really, really intentional with it. So I want to dive into a few ways of how we can keep motivation as we finish out the year, be intentional with what we're working on and all that good stuff. But before we get there, I just want to take a quick little break so that you can hear from one of the companies I'm super excited about right now. Hey friends, we're just taking a quick little break from the episode to talk about Offering Tree. Offering Tree is an all-in-one software for your business, one website and one place for everything. You can host your membership, on-demand library, class schedule, emails, blog posts, and take easy payments all in one spot. As a public benefit company, Offering Tree is helping you first, and they've tried their best to keep their costs as low as possible. They bundled a ton of value into their Essentials plan with no hidden costs or fees. On top of that, Offering Tree is super, super easy to use, which is one of the main reasons that I love working with them and love recommending them for you, yoga teachers. The step-by-step process for setting up your site makes it easy to design something unique in just 30 minutes. Offering Tree's unlimited page builder gives you endless possibilities for business growth. Updating your site is simple and straightforward. Got a workshop or course that you only run once a year? Design a page for it and simply unpublish the page until you need it again. And when you reach out to support, you'll be able to talk to a real person. Their world-class support team is here to help. And on top of that, they're offering you a discount for listening to MBO. So if you are interested in checking out Offering Tree, doing a free trial, or learning more, head on over to offeringtree.com/MBO. All right, now back to the episode. All right, friends, let's get back into it. But before we get there, I told you I'd tell you a little bit more about Magic Mind. So I think now is a good time to talk about Magic Mind a little bit more in depth. So I mentioned before, I'm drinking this delicious matcha latte. So it is matcha that is mixed with adaptogens like cordyceps, lion's mane, and ashwagandha. And one of the cool things about matcha is that it gives you a little boost of energy and, you know, a little bit of caffeine, but it comes through your body in a little way that's a little bit more stable than coffee. So I'm super sensitive to coffee. And while I love a latte, I love a cappuccino, I just can't drink caffeinated coffee anymore. And so I love that I can have, you know, matcha in the mornings in order to get myself going. And I really love this because it comes in a little bottle. It's everything you need. I can mix it up with some milk and I've got this amazing, amazing latte. So if you are interested in checking that out, getting your own or looking into what this is all about, head on over to magicmind.co/MBY and use code MBY to get a little discount. Once again, that's magicmind.co/MBY and use the code MBY to get a discount off of your products. And if you do try it, you have to let me know. You have to let me know how you feel and how it helps you with your work, productivity, stress relief, all that type of stuff. Because as you can probably hear, I'm feeling pretty good right now. And you know, I'm actually feeling pretty motivated. So that's pretty helpful. So let's get into a little bit more about how to keep motivation alive as we round out the year and head into the holiday season. Okay, so the first thing that I think is super important for keeping motivation is to get in touch with your why. And you really need to understand why you do what you do and why you're excited about the work that you do and why you want to get up in the morning and do it. And I think that this is something that we need to come back to regularly throughout the year when we have moments, you know, of ebb and flow. And so in those moments where we're kind of dipping and we're not feeling as motivated, as excited, I think it's so important to come back to your why. And it's really important to have your why written down. So a few ways that you can write this down would be maybe a sticky note that you can put on your mirror or a sticky note that sits by your desk. Maybe it's something a bit bigger, like a word or a phrase that you keep on, you know, a bulletin board or, you know, somewhere near your desk where you can see while you're working. I also love the idea of a vision board. I feel like a vision board can be so nice to get in touch with the why around what you're doing. Because I think as we approach this time of year, it's so easy to just get into, like I said before, that maintenance mode, that holiday mode, and just kind of cruise until we get into the new year. But I feel like it's a big ask of ourselves to kind of be in holiday mode for the last couple months of the year and then to get into January and be like, boom, I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. For some of us, that might work, but for others, it can be a little tricky and a little challenging. And I know I've felt that desire to get back into that mode, but just not had the motivation kind of return. So for me, I like to try to keep motivation as high as possible through the methods we're talking about here through the end of the year so that I'm, you know, a little bit more consistent as opposed to having these highs, having these lows. And so first things first, you need to get in touch with your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you excited about it? Get clear on that. Make sure it's written down somewhere where you can see it if it's not already. So this might be, you know, hey, I'm working hard right now because I want to buy, you know, Christmas presents for my family, or because I'm saving for a house, or because I'm saving for a car, or, you know, I love the apartment that I live in and, you know, I work hard so I can do that. It can also be, you know, I do what I do because I get to see the smiles on people's faces and I get to hear about how they feel relief in their body or how, you know, that ache and pain they've had for years, they no longer have because they practice yoga yoga regularly. You know, whatever it is for you, make sure you write it down. And if it's a couple of things, if a couple things on that list resonate, or you have a couple things for you, write those down. So first things first, get back in touch with your why. Next, get clear on your goals for the end of the year. And it's okay to have goals for the end of the year. So your goals might be, you know, running a promo or a sale for Black Friday. Your goals might be, you know, running an end of the year workshop. It might be bringing in X amount of revenue or having X amount of students in your classes or signing on X amount of new students. You know, get clear on what you'd like to do for the end of the year, and don't just push those goals for the beginning of the year. You know, you've got time still with 2 months to go to get some things done before the end of the year. And this is right where I'm at right now, where I've already started setting goals for 2023. I've already started looking ahead for what I want out of 2023, but it's so easy for me to lose sight of the fact that there's still 2 whole months left in the year. And so I'm really looking at what I want out of the end of the year, how I want to end things strong. I also think with this, that if one of your goals is rest, it's totally fine to bring that in. So if for you, you would like to be in cruise control and you don't want to, you know, run workshops and you don't want new students and you just want to give yourself some time to really enjoy time with family and friends, very much in maintenance mode, not growth mode, that's fine. But what I want you to do with this is be intentional. So you're setting a goal of like, you know, November and December for me are about enjoying my time with family and friends. It's about relaxing a little bit more, slower mornings, more self-practice, some baking, some cooking, getting out for, you know, fall and into winter walks, that type of thing. Whatever that is for you, I want you to, you know, sit down, get clear on that, write that stuff down. So we've written down our why. Now we're going to get clear on our goals for the end of the year. We're going to sit down, we're going to write those down. And that's going to be really helpful for just looking at like what you're going to do for the rest of the year. And then the next thing that I think can be super helpful is to make sure you set some time off for the holidays. So having a time where you're like, hey, I'm going to go offline on this day is super helpful. And I know I did an episode of the podcast a little while back where I talked really, really intentionally about how I took time off. I think this was in 2021 I put this out. And 2020 was like the first time that I'd actually taken a quote unquote Christmas vacation since I worked full time. That was like 6 years, maybe even 7 years of not doing that. And it felt so good and so foreign and so strange to just not be checking emails and not be working and not be hustling. But it was also so necessary for me to have that time. And I think that you deserve that time too. So when you're looking at the rest of the year and when you're sitting down and you're looking at your goals, I want you to get clear on what time you want to take off. And so is that taking some time off around Thanksgiving? And then what does that look like for Christmas and New Year's? You know, what time are you going to give yourself off? And this is something that you might need to talk about with a partner if you've got one, or maybe look at your kids' schedules. If you have school-age kids, maybe you're looking at what their schedule looks like. You know, you might be coordinating with family in terms of when you're going to be getting together for the holidays, when you have holiday events. If you work for studios, maybe you're talking with them about what days you won't have classes, et cetera, et cetera. So there could be a little bit of coordination with this, and that's totally fine. But I think now is a good time to start doing that so that you have something that you're looking forward to at the end of the year. So you're getting clear on why you do what you do to keep that motivation up. You're setting some goals for yourself. And now you're sitting down and being like, yeah, you know, I'm going to work hard from X day to X day. And on this day, you know, I'm kicking my shoes off. I'm putting my feet up. I'm going to hang out in my pajamas with, you know, coffee and sugar cookies or shortbread cookies or whatever it is that you love for the holidays. And I'm going to just relax. And I think that this is such an important practice to do, to sit down, you know, with your family, if you have one, or sit down with the people who are important to you in your life that you'll be spending the holidays with, and looking at like, okay, which days are we going to be taking off? And this is, again, very much where I am at this point. I'm in the process of looking at, okay, what does the rest of the year look like? What am I excited to achieve in my business? And then what time do I want to take off? Now, this year is a little bit interesting because Christmas and New Year's actually fall on weekends. So I feel like for some of us, it could be really easy for us not to take any additional time off. However, I think that it is really good for you to look and see, you know, hey, could I take a week off in between Christmas and New Year's? Could I take 2 weeks off? You know, when do I want to start getting myself back on track for, you know, 2023? When do I want to start doing programs, workshops, teaching classes again? And so just depending on what your work situation is, what your business situation is, what your life situation is, this is going to look different for everyone. But it is the time to start looking at this so that you've got the, hey, I'm going to be offline from X day to X day. I'm taking some time for me. I'm going to hang out because, you know what, we work hard all year and we definitely deserve this time. All right, we're just going to take another quick break to hear from another partner and another company that I'm excited about, and then we'll get back to the episode. Hey friends, we're just taking a little break from the podcast to talk about Coach Pals. Owning a wellness business can be exhausting, mystifying, and lonely. Whether it's a challenge you've never faced, getting a fresh perspective on a topic, or finding new customers for your service or product, building a network of peers is a fantastic way to garner the advice and support you need to make good decisions and create great opportunities for yourself, your business, and your team. Coach Pals is a wellness professional network. The advanced search engine allows you not only to find, connect, and collaborate with like-minded individuals, but will match your professional identity to the needs of hundreds of users around the world who are looking for your products or services. Coach Pals profiles are exclusively designed for wellness professionals, and that's one of the things I loved most about this platform. Users will automatically be able to access all the important data to set their confidence. From your biography, skills, experience, and certifications to your website, social media, podcast, contacts in your network, testimonials, skills, endorsements, and so much more. If this sounds interesting to you, head on over to coachpals.com and get started today. You can sign up and try it out completely for free. But if you'd like, I've got a special promo code for you. It's MBOMPALS, and that'll get you 3 months free off the professional membership. Once you're on Coach Pals, make sure you go and find my profile under Amanda Kingsmith. I would love to see you there. All right, now back to the episode. All right, so we're diving back into how to stay motivated. So the next thing that I really would suggest, and something that's always worked really well for me, is to give yourself time to get into a festive mood and maybe even bring this into work. And this can show up in so many different ways, just depending on how you spend your days and what you're doing. So this could be something as little as bringing in the different themes for the holidays into your classes, making them a little more festive, you know, maybe things like gratitude around Thanksgiving and even, you know, into Christmas. You can kind of share that. Or if you celebrate other holidays, you could look at the bigger themes behind that, you know, community, family, love, that type of thing you can really bring in for this holiday season to make it a little more cheery. So that's one way that you can kind of bring holidays into your work. Other ways that I like to bring the holidays into work is things like decorating my house since I work from home, you know, even things like some lights or maybe a Christmas tree. And then also scheduling time, you know, when I'm not working, to do things that are a little festive. So things like Thanksgiving, you probably have events with family or friends. If you don't, maybe you can get like a Friendsgiving going or something like that. Even, you know, I live abroad, so I'm not spending Christmas with my family outside of my husband and my daughter. So we were talking about doing an event with some friends, maybe a week or a couple weeks before Christmas. So something like that can be really nice. Things like making cookies. So you've got a little snack of cookies if you want to go have a little nibble on that in between doing maybe some online teaching or some admin work on your computer can be really nice. For me, a really big holiday tradition is buying some Baileys and doing coffee and Baileys. It's like the one time of the year where I allow myself to have a little bit of alcohol in the mornings and I treat myself without any guilt or shame. I also love to have like cozy mornings in my pajamas. So mornings are a little slower, can do a tea and then maybe my coffee and Baileys and just relax a little bit more. So for me, when I set my goals, like, yes, there's things I want to achieve, but as we head into holiday season, things are going to be a little bit slower and I'm going to be very intentional about that. And then once my holidays actually hit, you know, I won't be on my computer. I won't be, you know, watching TV. I'm not going to be answering emails. Those types of things. But as I gear up for that, things like having a little Baileys in my coffee as I do my admin work and my email checking, maybe being in my pajamas a little longer in the morning, even things like, hey, I'm doing admin work and I'm going to put on my like favorite Christmas playlist if Christmas music's your thing. So whatever your thing is when it comes to the holidays, I think that being able to treat yourself to that can be really nice to kind of bring like the festive vibe in. So just to recap, we've got a couple things so far. So we're getting in touch with our why, we're getting clear on goals for the end of the year, we're sitting down and giving ourselves time off for the holidays, then we're getting ourselves into a festive mood. So even though we're working hard, we're keeping motivation up by treating ourselves with some festivities. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is that before you go offline for the holidays, it can be really nice to spend some time reflecting on how the year went and get clear about what you're excited about the year ahead. So this is something my husband and I always do. We usually schedule a weekend day to do this kind of, you know, as we're approaching the end of the year. So sometimes we'll do it like in between that break of Christmas and New Year's, but usually it's like a weekend in December, maybe a weekend where we've like baked some cookies, we've made some eggnog. That's one of our favorite traditions, especially since eggnog is hard to find where we live in Mexico. So we'll do that and then we'll sit down and we'll do some reflecting and we'll reflect on how the year went. And we look at all areas of our life. So we look at career and business. We look at personal, we look at adventure because travel is really important for us. Play, we look at our relationship and our other relationships with family and friends. And we just kind of go through and reflect on how that went. So we usually do, you know, a little bit of journaling and then we'll open up and share with each other. And so we do this reflection on how 2022 went or how the previous year went in all areas of our lives. And then we sit down and look at all those areas. So once again, it'd be career, family and relationships, adventure. You can also look at financials. And we set some goals for the following year. And for us, we always do it individually. And then we come together and we talk about them and we talk about some of the family goals that we have. And so for me, I feel like this is a really nice sort of ceremonial closing to the year. It's like closing the chapter on 1 year and then opening the chapter on the next year. And I really love to go through all areas of my life. And I know we're career focused here on MBOM, but I think that in order to really thrive and be successful with our career, we need to be happy in all areas of our life. Everything kind of melts together. And so it's so important to not only reflect on like, how was business for the year? How did things go? But it's like mentally, emotionally, physically, how did I feel this year? How were things? How did I do with my personal finances? Did I take the adventures I wanted to take? How are my personal relationships? And just reflect on how that is. And then being able to look at that and look forward to like, hey, what do I want to do this next year? So for me, I usually set like, hey, I want X number of podcast downloads. Maybe I have some goal guests for the show. I like to look at, am I going to host workshops, et cetera, et cetera. Am I going to be teaching? What am I going to be doing? You know, what's my life going to look like in the next year? And how much money do I want to be making doing that? And that helps me kind of plan out the year. And then also look at, you know, what adventures do I want to take this year? How much money do I want to save? How much money do I need to set aside for taxes? All those types of things. So kind of look at the whole well-rounded picture in terms of like, what did the previous year look like? And then what do I want out of the upcoming year? And for me, one thing that's always really important is I like to set an intention through a word for a year. And this is just something that I feel like really helps me with motivation, just depending on what I'm doing, what life chapter I have, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll share a little bit about what my word was, how that went when I do my 2022 year in review episode, which will be coming out closer to the middle of December. And so I'll share all of that then with you guys, because we're not quite ready to do a reflection on the end of the year, but would really encourage you to choose a word for the year if you've never done that before. It's a really, really amazing practice. And I have one more tip that I want to share before we wrap up this episode for today. And this is to find balance in everything that you're doing. And I think that this is really important. So we have this time of year where we're spending a lot of time with family and friends. We often have a lot of events, whether that be, you know, work events, personal events, family obligations. And sometimes I think the reason we lose motivation is because when we have our weekends taken up by this or our nights taken up by this, it can feel so busy. And especially if you're somebody who's on the more introverted side or, you know, an introverted extrovert, it can just feel like a lot of energy management that you're doing. And that's exactly what you need to do, is you need to be managing your energy. So as you're setting your goals for the year, I would love for you to look at your calendar and see what's realistic for you. How many events do you have going on? What's necessary to attend? What have you RSVP'd to? What are you feeling a heck yes to? What's feeling like it's making you come alive? And how can you balance that with like time of restoration and time of decompressing? Because I think the thing is like, if we have a weekend where, you know, Friday night, we have a work event before Christmas, and then the Saturday, we've got maybe like a family event. And then the Sunday, we are going to like a friend event. It's like, that's busy, right? Like you haven't really had any time for you. So then we hit Monday, and of course, motivation's not high. And I think it's so easy to get like wrapped up in the holiday spirit with this, which is amazing. And again, I'm all for if that's your intention for this season. But if you're feeling like, hey, I've got things to accomplish before the end of the year, yet I also want to attend these events, just be a little bit more strategic about giving yourself some time to yourself, some time to decompress, some time to take deep breaths, some time for yourself and find that balance. And I would say the same thing in terms of our food and our exercise. So I feel like this is the time of year where we like to treat ourselves a bit more. Maybe we're not going to the gym as much, and that's okay. There's no guilt. There's no judgment with this. This is how I am. I like to bake cookies. We like to make rum balls. We like to make eggnog. I like to drink Baileys. You know, these are things that I don't do regularly. And I love when it comes to this time of year because I can do that. Yet this is stuff that also doesn't make me feel good. It's not how I thrive. It's not how my brain thrives. And so I need to make sure I'm balancing this type of stuff. So if I know I have a weekend with events, not only am I making sure I have time for decompression, but I'm also maybe doing some healthy meal planning, making sure I've got some balance for like the sugar and the other stuff. And so I think that it's trying to come into equilibrium during this season, and by having a little bit more of that balance and not floating like too far, hey, work, 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 or too far, you know, holiday, 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 we can kind of come into balance a little more and keep our motivation up. Because I think when you've again had that busy weekend that I outlined, and you're eating sugar cookies and rum balls, and you're eating shortbread cookies and, you know, all the things, you're having maybe a little bit of coffee and Baileys or whatever it is, chocolate, cake, whatever your family and your friends like to do for the holidays, you can just wake up on Monday and feel like, oh, I'm not doing it today. I'm not feeling it. So how do we wake up on Monday feeling like, hey, I'm feeling it? You do all the things that I just outlined. You got to make sure that you're clear on your why for getting up. You got to make sure that you're bringing balance into things. So maybe that's like leaving the holiday party a little early to make sure you can cook like a nice dinner or get home in time to have a bit of decompression, do a meditation, do a yoga nidra, get to bed early. You know, find that balance in whatever form that you need. And I think we'll find when we've got all these things set up for us and all these things in place that we can keep motivation up. And the other thing too with this is having that time where you know you're going offline and you know like, hey, I'm taking time off for this is going to help so that you're not, I guess, in these times that can be Christmas parties or events, we're not just like going hard with this because we really need relaxation. I feel like sometimes what happens is like we work, 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 and then we play, play, play. And in the next couple of months, you know, find the balance of work and play until you can go on that vacation, until you can kind of just relax quite a bit. And I think that that'll help keep the balance a little bit more. So I'm just going to recap everything that we talked about today before we wrapped up. So in order to keep motivation in your business, you want to get back in touch with your why, get clear on your goals for the end of the year, make sure you have some time scheduled for yourself to take off for the holidays, give yourself time to get in a festive mood and, you know, bring this into work in whatever way that you can. So you're bringing a little bit of the holiday spirit into your work. Make sure before you go offline for the holidays, you spend time reflecting on how the year went, get clear on what you're excited about for the year ahead, find balance in everything that you're doing, and just make sure that, you know, you're planning accordingly. The reason why I wanted to talk about this now is because I think that all of us know that the holiday season can be busy. And so by sitting down with this and anticipating what personal life is going to look like, anticipating what events you're going to, what you've got going on, you can also plan accordingly to work. So with this, what it's going to look like is, you know, if you have a big trip for Thanksgiving or you're going to see family and you're busy, 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 give yourself that time off. And when you get back, don't jump into like a big launch or a big program or a big workshop. You know, make sure you're giving yourself that time to strike that balance and not trying to do all the play and all the work, like I said before. So lots of elements that come into this, and I would just want to leave you with, you know, this can be a really amazing time of year. It can be a really stressful time of year. It can be a really hard time of year. So whatever, you know, this year brings for you in terms of feelings and emotions, I'm holding space for you. I'm sitting with you, and know that that's okay. And also hopefully these tools can help you with whatever you're dealing with this year, and hopefully motivation in your business and guilt around what you are and are not doing is not one of those things. So I'm going to wrap up this episode. I'm going to finish up my matcha latte from Magic Mind. Make sure you go check them out, magicmind.co/MBY, and use that code to get a discount. Thank you to the other partners and sponsors of this episode. And thank you to you for listening to this episode. If this has been helpful, definitely let me know. Send me an email, info@mbomyoga.com, or get in touch with me on social media. I would love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear what you've got on your agenda for the rest of the year and for the holidays. All right, that's all from me, and I will see you next week. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of the podcast. To find links, notes, resources, and everything mentioned in today and all episodes of the show, you can head on over to mbomyoga.com. You can find the podcast and myself on Facebook and social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga. And I would love for you to join the private Facebook community, Yoga Business Badasses. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please make sure you reach out to me at info@mbomyoga.com. And last of all, if you enjoyed this episode of the show, please make sure you hit subscribe and leave a review for the podcast. It would mean the world. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.